How many of you do any sort of online shopping? Anybody do that? Anybody? Sure. You don't have to admit it. That's fine. But how many of you purchase things with apps? Anybody do that? Buy anything with... Brother Bauman, ever do that before? Thousands. All right. I was trying to think of... like if Walmart... So say I want to buy a product... I don't know. Yesterday I bought a car jack, you know, to lift it up. So, you know, the cranky ones, you know what I'm talking about? Okay. And so if I could buy it online, I was figuring probably it could be $5 or $10 higher than the store in town, and I'd still buy it online because it would prevent me from having to go to Walmart. Right? Like it's worth it to me. In gas, the self-checkout that doesn't work, all of that. We do it because it's, we do it, honestly, I would even spend more because it's convenient. Kendall, probably a year and a half ago or so, maybe 2 years ago, they built a Dollar General, right? How long ago? Dollar, or a year or two? About that. And they're not the cheapest in town, but they're convenient. Convenience is a blessing sometimes. When you don't have something and need something, you'll pay even extra for it. If you need a gallon of milk and the closest place is, well, it's a dollar more, but man, I just need it right now. It's worth it to spend an extra little time. You know, prayer is not a complicated thing. God designed prayer as a line of communication that honestly, we can't really mess up. The only way we can mess up prayer is by not praying. He made it incredibly convenient. If I want to pray, I don't have to get to a certain place. I don't have to figure out which way is east or west. I don't have to lay out a mat. I can pray when I'm driving. I can pray when I'm mowing the lawn. I can pray anytime. There's been times when trying to get in touch with somebody, maybe my wife is in town and she's shopping or something like that. I have a very important question like, what's for dinner, right? You know, those kind of questions. So we spend a bajillion dollars on cell phones. So surely she's probably, missed call, text, hey, answer me, I need to talk, I have something really important, missed FaceTime, email, Facebook Messenger, all of a sudden she responds. Man, I really hope this is not on in the nursery. Whatever. Can't get in touch with someone, that's frustrating. Do you understand that there's never a circumstance where it's out of convenience or inconvenient to pray? There's never a circumstance where we find ourselves in, I just couldn't get that line of communication open. God made it that way. God made it, no matter what the circumstances are, it's always convenient to pray. Sometimes it's not convenient to come to church. Poor Ray. I hope you saw Ray this afternoon. Ray, I'm talking with Ray and Megan a little bit this afternoon, and all of a sudden he's doing this. I'm like, you feeling okay? He's like, a little nauseous. I said, okay. And all of a sudden, later on in the afternoon, he's carrying around a garbage bag. I said, are you okay? I don't feel good. I said, all right. Well, they're home tonight. Why? It just wasn't convenient to come. His belly said, mm-mm, not tonight. But you know what he could do? He could pray. You could be in the middle of the sea on a big boat, ship, and you could pray. You could be trapped in the bottom of a hole, pray. If somehow you were alive in 1969 and found yourself standing on the moon, you know what you could do? You could pray. Don't have to come to the church house to pray. Now, certainly the Bible talks about a prayer closet or a place where you go and you talk to the Lord, and that's good to have. But I want to remind us tonight of this simple truth. Prayer will always be convenient. The only reason we do not pray is because we do not pray. It's not because the line is busy. We're going to look at some people that took the convenience of prayer and used it. Exodus chapter 33 tonight. And you might find yourself in a similar circumstance someday. Although you're probably not entrusted with the nation of Israel to lead and to guide, you might not find yourself in the midst of a giant whale or up against the enemies of a war. But we can make the illustrations. They're similar in our life. We can find some things that are similar to us in Exodus chapter 33. The teenagers make fun of me because I open water and then don't drink it and then close it back up. So every time I open it, I'm going to take a sip whether I'm thirsty or not. Sundays I do a lot of talking. And that water is refreshing and nice, and I appreciate that. Someone told me today that their favorite part of the message this morning was the end. I know how to take that. You all right, Mrs. Bauman? Yeah. She almost had water come under her nose. Okay. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 12. Tonight's message, look, right? Simple, easy, all right? I just want to, honestly, we could pack it up and go home right now. I want to remind you, it's convenient to pray. We could talk all day about prayer, but if we're not praying, what's the good use? What's the use of talking about it? If I could encourage you, if you walk out of here tonight going, you know what? I'm going to mentally make a point, not when I'm in these extreme conditions, but on a regular basis, I just want to talk to the Lord more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Exodus 33 and verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, that's prayer, right? See, thou sayest unto me, bring me this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way that I may know thee. You know what Moses is asking for? You know what Moses is... I don't know the Hebrew here, but I read it and it just sounds like a good old-fashioned American, help! I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no... You brought something to me that was a lot larger than I expected. I need backup, I need help, and I don't know what to do. So Moses prays. That's what he was feeling. So he prayed. Hey, I want to remind us tonight that prayer is convenient as we pray for help. He says this, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. He's like, if you're not coming with me, God and Moses are having a conversation. Say, oh, that must be so awesome. I wish I could. You too could do that. The convenience of prayer is Moses was just a normal guy. I mean, God did great things, no doubt. But he was just a normal guy. He didn't have a special cell phone. He didn't use a special GPS system to get in touch with the Lord. No, he just talked to God and God talked back. Ever talk to someone and they don't let you get a word in? Ever have one of, you know, so there you are and say, yeah, that's you, Pastor. Okay, I'm sorry. But you're talking what? Yeah, but what? I thought I saw a spot there where I could get in. And sometimes that's how we talk to the Lord. I love my little Sophie, and if we ever get a little alone time, man, she's got stuff to say. I get tired just listening. Right? I mean, she said, hey, Dad, did you ever think about... I'm just driving listening. I just have to nod and make some sort of guttural noise once in a while and we can have a whole conversation. Sometimes that's how we talk to God. But Moses brought his problem, his cry for help, and then he stopped and listened. And God says, no, I'm going to go with you. And then he responds. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up thence. Or up hence, in verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. What? Hey, Moses, I heard what you're saying, and I'll do that. He cried for help, and he got help. Could it be possibly that there's things unresolved in our lives, things that we need help with, that we're trying to handle on our own? It wasn't until Moses initiated a conversation with God that he get help. And he simply just had to ask. There was no forms. There was no signing of contracts. There was no petitions. There was no paperwork. There was no, okay, let's wait and let's see if this is approved. It was a conversation between a man and God. And his prayer was, I need help. And it was a convenient prayer. He could just talk. I want to remind you, in your time of help, in your cry for help, use the convenience of prayer. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. So how many of these do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 Chronicles. Chapter 4. Actually, go back to chapter 1. First Chronicles chapter 1. We're going to read the first four chapters together. There's a lot of names there. It's name after name after name. And a lot of times we skip over this stuff. All right, I'm going to pick it up in chapter 12, I think, is where it opens up a little bit. 11, 10, 7? Is that when the names stop? Nope, Sons of Issachar, chapter 7. 8, 9 maybe? Nope. 9, we get the list of singers. And sometimes we just skip over that stuff. But you know what? Hidden right in the middle of all that is 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9. There was a man named Jabez. And Jabez was, the Bible says, more honorable than his brethren. Say, what brethren? Well, let's refer back to the first four chapters. We have a list. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. We call that prayer. Saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. It's quite the prayer. And God granted him that which he requested. And then we continue on with names. See, you'd miss that if you just skimmed over. I think the Lord does things like that. And here, in the midst of all these names, we have this man named Jabez. And he prays with a hope. God, would you bless me? Is God obligated in any way to bless us? No. I'm going to take a deep breath in. We are blessed. Blessed. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, if I can do that, I can praise the Lord. But Jabez was led in his heart and said, God, would you expand my coast and would you give me more? Say, how? God listened and did that. A prayer for hope. I don't know what your prayer life looks like. I mean, we certainly have some heavy things that we're bringing before the Lord. Keep Ed Bauman in your prayers. He moved his trip up. He's coming in Saturday. He got some results from his scans, and there's a potential. It could be a serious issue. His symptoms and the pathology reports. He's gotten a lot of tests done, and it could be serious. So he's coming into town on Saturday, meeting with his doctor on Monday. He's getting in Saturday night at about 11, him and his whole family. They were supposed to come in, I think, the 27th. Is that when that was? 21st? Okay. Moved it back a few weeks, and you pray for him. And we're dealing with prayer requests like that. I mean, Mrs. Reynolds, you have surgery on the 12th, July 12th. All right. Mrs. Rice. Those are some heavy things. And then we get Jabez, right? Would you expand my coasts, right? Would you give me more? And thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil? We read that and say, enlarge my coasts. Oh, he just wanted more land. I think he wanted a larger buffer between that which is evil. Hey, keep evil away from me. God says, I'll do that. I wonder what there is that God has out there for us. You know, I like talking to some of our young people there that have a heart to serve the Lord, and they're just blown away that God would even ever answer that prayer and use them in that capacity. You want to get a blessing? Talk to Miss Haley. She's excited. Where is she? Is she here? Oh, there she is. She's excited about serving the Lord, right? Is that true? All right. And we sit back, and sometimes we'll talk on the phone and just wonder at how great our God is, that he would allow Haley and I to do anything. Right? Isn't it amazing? Kind of like Jabez. Lord, if you would, could you do... It's a prayer of hope. But can I remind you, it's always convenient. It's always possible. What makes online purchases so lucrative? Because it's easy. We don't pray because we don't pray. Not because it's hard to do. First, the convenience of prayer and the prayer of help. Secondly, the prayer of hope. Jonah chapter 2. Right after Obadiah is Jonah. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1. Then Jonah prayed. Where's Jonah at this time? In the belly of the whale. And Jonah's going to pray for deliverance. I was having a conversation this past week with a young man, a little younger than me. And we're talking about trials a little bit. And why would the Lord not take us out of trials? And there's opportunity to go through trials, and then there's opportunities to be delivered out of trials. I'm trying to adjust my glasses that I'm not wearing. All right. And here Jonah prays for deliverance. Lord, get me out of here. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Ever feel like you're doing everything you can just to stay above water? Jonah's underwater. Then said I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. If you're in the belly of a whale, you can pretty much guarantee this is it. You're done. Right? It's over. You're not making it out. Why pray? Because what else did he have to do? Even in the belly of a whale, it's convenient to pray. Even in the midst of the deepest, darkest, hardest trial, it's convenient to pray. He says in verse 6, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And in the midst of this awful, horrible situation, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. As Jonah is praying, the fish is going towards where it needed to get him. Did Jonah know that? He did not. But Jonah prayed. Hey, no matter how low or how dark or how miserable the circumstances look, it's still even convenient to pray. The convenience of prayer and the prayer of help and the prayer of hope and the prayer of deliverance. Let's turn over to Psalm 3. Two more. Psalm chapter 3. David has a son, his name's Absalom. Absalom has underhandedly taken the kingdom away from David. He split it. So much so that David had to leave his own land. This is David's psalm about that. In verse 1, Lord, how are they increased to trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. We saw the prayer for help. We saw a prayer for hope. We saw a prayer of deliverance. Here we see a prayer for rescue. Rescue. When some say in verse 2, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Hey, when you feel like you're a complete lost cause and it's all washed up and there's no hope, there's no help, there's no deliverance, and what you simply need is just the rescue of God, it's still convenient to pray. When you look at the circumstances and say, I'm surrounded by, I'm overwhelmed by, I have nothing left, it's still convenient to pray. There's never a circumstance in our life where it will be inconvenient to pray. The only thing that hinders our prayers, again, well, number one is that we not pray. Number two is sin. The prayer of rescue. I pray that Psalm 3 never be your psalm. But please understand that if it is, it will still be convenient to pray. Lastly, 1 Samuel chapter 2. Hannah has no children. She can't. They've tried. It's not working. She's at her wit's end. She doesn't know what to do. She goes, she prays before the Lord. Eli thinks she's drunk because she's talking to herself. And she makes a promise to God. She says, if God, you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you. So God provides a son. His name's Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of thy mouth. Come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. By him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. You know what she's doing? She's just bragging on the power of God. She's saying, God, you have control over all these things. In verse 8, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. In verse 9, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Last verse, verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of the heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and shout the horn of his anointed, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Say, what was that? That was the prayer of worship, the prayer of praise. Hey, there's never an inconvenient time to just brag on who God is. He actually likes it. You've been in those job interviews when they sit you down and say, okay, tell us your strengths. Well, I'm... And then you've got to come up with stuff, right? No one likes to do that. Or maybe you do. I don't know. Tell us your weaknesses. Tell us your strengths. God likes it when you tell him his strengths. Because it reminds us, it puts us in our position. It was kind of like those verses in Ecclesiastes, I think it was this morning, where it says, oh yeah, I remember where I am, and let's remember where you are. I'm in heaven, you're on earth. I have full access to all power. And you tend to the things I've created. Here, what Hannah does is just praise him. Let's be quick that when God answers our prayers, that we offer the prayer of praise and worship. Say, well, I just didn't have time. Didn't have time. No, we didn't do it because we didn't want to. It must have been a couple weeks ago. I can't believe it was 2 weeks ago that we were in Toledo. 2 weeks ago we were in Toledo. It was the final night. That we were there. It was a Tuesday night, and we had the blessing of going into like a little back room with Brother. It was their choir practice room with Brother Marshall. And Brother Marshall brought out his guitar. Remember that? And we were there, and we were singing some songs, and he challenged our young people to this. He said, "How many of you have a timer device or something of that sort?" And he says, "Set it for a certain amount of time, and then pray until that timer goes off." I'm not sure we necessarily need too many more messages about prayer other than the messages that encourage us to pray. So this week, find a little timer, set a timer, and talk to the Lord. Say, that's limiting God. No, I'm trying to encourage you to expand your prayer time. Say, how long should I set it for? I don't know. But it sounds kind of silly that, I don't know. hey, let's set our prayer timer for, let's give God 5 minutes of prayer. That doesn't sound right. I'll give you 7 minutes, Lord. I'll talk to you for 7 minutes, and then I need the other 24 hours. I'm not sure that's how that's supposed to go. Prayer is not inconvenient. We can pray whenever, wherever we are, regardless of the circumstance, whether it's a prayer for help, a prayer of hope, a prayer of deliverance, the prayer of rescue, and the prayer of praise. We just need to be praying. Could I encourage you this week to utilize the convenience of prayer? Let's all stand. So you didn't tell us the timer. How long? That's up to you. Maybe some of it you stop and listen. Now try not to fall asleep when you're listening. It's rude. Pay attention to what he says. We saw Moses have a conversation with God. Say, good, does God really do that? Yes. Yes, he does. He answers us. He answers us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the good day. Thank you for the good week. Thank you for the money that was raised for missions. Thank you for all the kids throughout the week that heard about Jesus. Thank you for the sacrifices of those that made it happen. God, thank you for today and the fellowship and the company in the house of God today. Lord, thank you for the counsel from your word. And Lord, I pray that those that were here got a blessing from it. Lord, I pray you'd prepare our young people for camp. And Lord, do a great work in their hearts. Lord, use the preacher, Brother Martin, this week. And Lord, I pray that you would grab a hold of them and not let go. And God, that they would just throw themselves at your feet, just open to whatever it is that you would will for them. Lord, help them. Help them to see the value of your direction. Lord, help them to be an encouragement. Lord, keep our vehicle safe. And Lord, again, thank you for these that are here. Lord, I pray that you would bless our night now. In Jesus' name.